I've been living with these pieces for a really long time, and they've meant different things to me over the years, and they've taught me different things over the years. Therefore, I feel like it's a very natural place for me to exist in. When I'm playing them, I toy around with them on stage. I'll try things out that I've never done before, and I'll just push the limits.
Bach has been at the foundation of violinist Hilary Hahn's life as a musician since she was a child. Now, as an adult, she's one of the truly great players of our time, but the challenges and rewards of this music are as fresh as ever. Hilary Hahn is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from WCRB, Classical Radio Boston. There are some musicians who draw you into their world gradually, the passage of sound through time slowly connecting their musical vision with your emotional experience. Then there are musicians who utterly dazzle from the outset with playing that's so stunning that your ears instantly shift into a heightened state of awareness. To me, Hilary Hahn falls into that second category. Sure, her interpretations unfolding over time reveal depths in any piece of music she plays. But that playing is so magnetic on its own terms that she's never less than thrilling to hear. And as it turns out, she's a pretty delightful person to talk to as well, which you'll hear along with some of that dazzling playing later in this hour. Also on the program today is Bach's Cantata No. 98, Was Gott tut, das ist wohl getan, or What God Does is Well Done. And if you'd like to see a translation of the text for that piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music, just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. To get us started, here is German Brass with the overture from the Orchestral Suite No. 3 here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. The overture from Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 3, performed by German Brass. When Bach wrote his cantata No. 98 in 1726, it was the second of three cantatas he wrote that begin with the text Was Gott tut, das ist wohlgetan, or What God Does is Well Done. There are certainly other instances of Bach setting the same text to different music, but these words, What God Does is Well Done, would have no doubt resonated deeply within Bach's community. They're the words of a hymn by a composer named Samuel Rodegast, who was just a bit older than Bach, and they reflect a faith in the constancy of the divine that's at the heart of the Lutheran theology of Bach's audience. To reflect that musically, Bach uses Rodegast's hymn in the opening movement sung by the choir. Meanwhile, a violin melody moves all over the place, depicting a wavering of belief. When the hymn enters, it's like a beacon that centers and calms the believer. Those strings are depicting, though, the insecurity of a believer plays out in the next two movements, a recitative for the tenor soloist and an aria for the soprano, who, accompanied by a solitary oboe, sings, Cease weeping, my eyes, I will bear with patience my heavy yoke. Alto soloist sings words of assurance in a recitative that prepares a final aria for the bass, who sings that Jesus alone will be my protection in everything, whatever evil befalls me.
Er allein soll mein Schutz in allem sein, was mir Liebes kann begegnen.
Remember, you can find Pamela Dalal's translation of this piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music when you start at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is the cantata number 98, Was Gott tut, das ist wohlgetan, or What God Does is Well Done, with soprano soloist Sophie Kartheuser, alto Petra Noskayeva, tenor Christoph Gentz, and bass Dominic Werner. Sigiswald Kaiken leads La Petite Bande here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Kein Retter da, der Herr ist ihnen allen nah, die seiner Macht und seiner Huld vertrauen. Drum will ich meine Zuversicht auf Gott alleine bauen, denn er verlässt die Seinen.
Thank you.
den Esel umlas ich nicht. Meinen Esel umlas ich nicht, bis mich erst sein Angesicht wird erhöht. Der Segen, meinen Esel umlas ich nicht, bis mich erst ein Angesicht in ihr dahin oder segnen, ihr dahin oder segnen. Schutz in allem sein, was mir Liebes kann begegnen. Ihr allein soll mein Schutz in allem sein, was mir Liebes kann begegnen. Was mir Liebes kann begegnen. Lass ich nicht. Meinen Esel lass ich nicht, bis mich erst sein Angesicht wird erhöhen oder segnen. Meinen Esel lass ich nicht, bis mich erst sein Angesicht wird erhöhen oder segnen, wird erhöhen oder segnen.
Bach's Cantata No. 98, Was Gott tut, das ist wohlgetan, or What God Does is Well Done, in a performance by La Petite Bande and conductor Sigiswald Kaiken. The soloists included soprano Sophie Kartheuser, alto Petra Noskayova, tenor Christoph Gentz, and bass Dominik Werner. The Cantata 98, which you just heard, opens with the first verse of a hymn called What God Does is Well Done, and here's a short chorale prelude by Bach on that same hymn performed by Gerhard Weinberger.
Thank you.
prelude on the chorale What God Does Is Well Done, performed by organist Gerhard Weinberger. In 1997, violinist Hilary Hahn released her debut recording, which consisted of three of Bach's six pieces for solo violin. It was a gutsy choice, especially when you consider that she was 17 years old. And that gutsiness carried over into the playing itself. There's a fearless quality in Hilary Hahn's playing. Every part of it is utterly defined, as if the notes and phrases are etched in crystal. It's music-making that's absolutely magnetic. 21 years after that debut release, Hilary Hahn recorded the other three solo violin works by Bach, and when I talked with her about it, she described her relationship with these particular works and what that's meant for her artistic voice over time.
I've been living with these pieces for a really long time, and they've meant different things to me over the years, and they've taught me different things over the years. So for me, these days, they're very comfortable places to be, and not in a sort of lazy way, but it is very familiar. So I played my first piece of solo Bach when I was 9, and there are 6 pieces, and that's a lot, but it's not an endless amount. So I find myself cycling through pretty regularly and returning to them over and over again. And I think when you have a lot of time with a piece, and then you have a break from it, and you go back to it, and then you have another break, and you go back to it. Every time you go back to it, you reestablish that connection, but you also cement it further, and you have new ideas, and every time you have those new ideas, you add to your repertoire of ideas for that piece.
She went on to tell me that because there's so much we don't know, she doesn't often try to imagine who Bach was as a person in everyday life. What she does think about, by contrast, is the ways Bach's music, even while rooted in a specific time, nevertheless transcends that time.
He wrote such variety for so many instruments, and it was such a different time from what we're in now, yet the complexity of the pieces I know the best, which are these solo works, their complexity and their use of dissonance and resolution as a dramatic structure and a storytelling structure is really progressive. I don't actually see that even in contemporary music very much. So I don't know where he was getting it or where he was going with it or how he was compelled to do it or anything, but I just know that that really is engrossing and it draws everyone in. I think that's why this music really works in so many different circumstances, because he created this drama that's just embedded in the music. And even though it sounds like Baroque music on the one hand, it really has all the grit and tension of more recent eras that were much more open about the struggle that they're trying to convey through music.
And you can hear more from my conversation with Hilary Hahn at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is one of those pieces that embodies both genius and struggle, channeled through the astonishing playing of Hilary Hahn. This is the Solo Violin Sonata No. 2, here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you. Thank you.
Solo Violin Sonata No. 2 by J.S. Bach in a 2018 recording by Hilary Hahn. Remember, you can hear this program again at classicalwcrb.org, where you'll also find an interview with Hilary Hahn about the recording you just heard. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.